This is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day. And this podcast, a daily digest of Arizona news, as reported by our KJZZ news team. Hope you had a wonderful holiday, Easter Sunday or Passover, whatever it was. Back to reality. Here we go on this Monday, April 6th, 2026, with a check of what's happening in our part of the world. Well, let's start with some good news for renters. Rental rates in our region are decreasing. That's according to a new report that shows a drop in prices during the past few years, though rents are still higher than they were before the COVID pandemic 6 years ago. Rob Warnock is lead economic researcher with Apartment List. He says the positive trend is due in part to a building boom.
There are estimates that upwards of 10% of all of the new single-family homes being built are being built explicitly to rent. That's the market kind of meeting the consumer where they're at and adapting to the demands of the consumer.
Warnock says year over year, Phoenix rental prices are down about 5%. A group of Colorado River experts has a new suggestion for sharing water with Mexico. As Alex Hager reports, they say it would make it easier to manage water in a drier future and give states that use the river more certainty.
Every year, the U.S. is on the hook to send a fixed amount of water to its southern neighbor. Now, a group of academics and former policymakers has a report suggesting something new, sending a percentage of the water that's actually in the river each year. The paper's lead author, Eric Kuhn, says it's needed because the region is so dry.
That percentage-based approach is the right thing to consider because the river is so variable.
U.S. states that use the Colorado River are stuck in tense negotiations about how to share water amongst themselves, and Kuhn says this new approach could help protect Mexico from losing water while those states are fighting. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, claims of voter fraud have been at the forefront of election politics since President Trump's first term. And while there have been many claims, Amelia Monroe reports there have been few confirmed cases.
The statement that voter fraud isn't a big thing is used as a straw man to allege that some people are saying that no voter fraud exists.
That's former Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer. He says that while voter fraud is something that needs to be addressed, context is important. In 2020, over 3.4 million ballots were cast in Arizona. Of those, only two cases of voter fraud occurred, according to data from the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank.
I think we always need to talk about it from a fact-based analysis and with context on the overall voting system and how many people are voting.
He says Maricopa County is well-equipped to mitigate and detect voter fraud. Amelia Monroe, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Efforts to replace trees lost in an October microburst continue in Tempe, as Ignacio Ventura tells us the nonprofit Tempe Leadership Group is helping to replenish some of the city's parks.
Among dozens of trees lost were those from JC and Mitchell Parks. The Tempe Leadership Group raised more than $25,000 to replace these trees. The cost to plant the new trees can range from about $250 to $300 per tree. Richard Atkins is the urban forester with the city of Tempe.
So just about every species, if it hits it right, is susceptible to some type of damage. We did lose a lot of the taller pine trees. Many of those were kind of already in decline.
Atkins says the efforts from people to plant trees and make donations shows tremendous community support. The Tempe Leadership Group has planted 15 new trees at JC Park, with plans to plant 18 more at Mitchell Park later this month. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Pima County officials are in talks with Mexican authorities, state officials, and representatives of Congress about potentially bringing Mexican passenger rail to Tucson. Connor Greenwald has details.
County officials discussed the opportunity of connecting Tucson to the Mexican passenger rail network at a Pima Association of Governments meeting in January. The meeting included participation from the Mexican Railroad Agency and consulate. Mexico is in the process of building thousands of miles of passenger rail, and the northernmost point for the system would be in the border city of Nogales, Sonora. Matt Hines is a Pima County supervisor.
Like, if they can do 700 plus miles of track, we've got to be able to figure out how to do 63 from the border up to the Tucson area.
Hines said this is the best opportunity for passenger rail he has ever examined because Mexico is doing a vast majority of the work. There is no current proposal for officials to consider. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, March's record-breaking heat took some organizations that support unhoused individuals by surprise. KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie tells us about one nonprofit that had to quickly jump into action.
Circle the City provides health care to the Valley's homeless. Spring is a time when staff there, like Stephanie Martinez, a senior director of community outreach and strategy, prep for the inevitable summer heat. But this year was different.
Yeah, I mean, I think the summer weather took us all by surprise, starting much, much earlier this year.
March ended up being the hottest on record, with 9 days of triple-digit temperatures. Martinez said the unexpected heat wave meant rallying the community.
And have received a ton of support for kindness kits and water donations. And ourselves started purchasing, you know, cooling towels and fans and yoga mats,
which they distribute to patients who sleep outdoors, hoping to prevent pavement burns. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
University of Georgia researchers say in the American Journal of Health Economics that marijuana has a role to play in reducing the impact of the opioid epidemic. Matthew Casey reports that opioid overdoses killed more than 5 Arizonans daily in 2023.
University of Georgia researchers reviewed claims by insured patients between 2007 and 2020. They found dispensary openings in states with legal marijuana were tied to significant reductions in all opioid outcomes. And they found that patients who were given opioid prescriptions received less when medical marijuana was available. According to the CDC, more than 3,000 Arizonans died of drug overdoses between October 2024 and 2025, which is a nearly 25% increase from the year before. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, meanwhile, the Arizona Department of Gaming has launched a PSA campaign to address problem gambling. Ignacio Ventura is back with more details on that.
The department is highlighting a self-exclusion program that allows Arizona residents to ban themselves from gambling establishments, event wagering, and fantasy sports. The campaign, labeled Take Back the Game, features 30-second PSAs on TV, radio, and the internet. A Phoenix man named Jordan says the self-exclusion program has been beneficial to him.
I think early on, the best thing to do is just set all the barriers you can and get involved with the programs that are out there.
The gaming department is also trying to raise awareness about illegal online casinos and underage gambling. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
An ASU research team is working to develop robots that are lighter, more versatile, and more powerful. The team is focused on bio-inspired muscles that operate differently than traditional motorized robot joints. ASU professor Jiefeng Sun says as robots become more complex and powerful, safety remains a top goal.
One of our goals to develop biomimetic and artificial muscles, eventually those muscles will be able to power robots that is safe and also compliant to us.
Research took place at the university's Robotic Actuators and Dynamics Lab. In sports, college basketball, the women's Final Four in Phoenix wrapped up with UCLA capturing the title with a 79-51 blowout win over South Carolina yesterday at Mortgage Matchup Center. The Bruins led by as many as 35 along the way for their first ever women's NCAA championship. While the games weren't classic, the events went off without a hitch, says Jay Perry, CEO of the Arizona Sports and Events Alliance, which helped bring it here for the first time.
This has been a picture-perfect weekend for Phoenix and for Arizona, hosting the Women's Final Four for the very first time. I think we've taken this to a new level. I've gotten all positive feedback.
Meanwhile, it's the men playing their championship game tonight in Indianapolis. It'll be UConn taking on Michigan. Arizona sent home unceremoniously on Saturday with a blowout loss to Michigan in the Final Four round. In the pros, Devin Booker had 30, Jalen Green 25, Suns are able to win the last game of their road trip with a 120-110 win in Chicago over the Bulls. And they shook off back-to-back losses at Orlando and Charlotte. Suns appearing locked into that seventh spot in the West. Have 4 games left. They're back home for the Houston Rockets tomorrow. And in baseball, Ketel Marte doubled on the first pitch of the 10th inning to score automatic runner Jorge Barroza as the Diamondbacks beat the Braves 6-5 yesterday, split the 4-game series. On D-backs reliever Taylor Rasche making his first appearance, pitched a scoreless 10th for his first victory in the majors. D-backs off today before they start an East Coast trip in New York against the Mets tomorrow. Hey, that'll do it for this Monday edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this Monday, April 6th. 2026. I'm Phil Latzman, hoping you've been informed and entertained. Thanks for the listen. We'll do it again tomorrow, and we'll talk to you then.